All right, Tom Vial. Hey, I thought a pretty good night for you coming up from the back. Went down a little bit later on, but, I mean, a good charge until then?
Yeah, sure. I had a bad start. Like, I think I slid on the gate, so I was, like, quite back, like 12 or something. I was pretty far back. I made a good move. Passed a lot of guys in the first few laps, and I catch, actually, the group in front of me. Mm-hmm. I was right behind Ensty, and I had a small tip over. Like, I lost the front and lost some time, some energy or so. And when I went back the lap after, like, the gap in front of me was really big. I was feeling good, actually, tonight. Track was tough, like, to be honest. And for me, for the first time, I never ride in so much ruts, and was really crazy, to be honest. And, yeah, just need to ride and take some experience, you know, every weekend and try to improve. Every weekend is new dirt, new layout, and I learn a lot, actually, every race. So.
Did you stay off the bike all week from Daytona, or were you able to get some time in this week?
Yeah, no, I ride all week. Actually, after the crash, I was lucky. I had nothing, like, nothing at all. So.
Just your bike?
Yeah, just the bike was a lot banked. Like, the handlebar was broken and the wheel also, so I couldn't finish the race.
Was this the toughest Supercross you've seen so far?
Actually, this weekend, I think, was more gnarly than Daytona. Like, the track was really ritzy, and the dirt was like glue, you know? Like, if you close the gas, the bike stop alone. So was kind of sketchy, but it's good for me, like, for the future years. And I'm learning, taking experience, and try to be to learn as much as possible and be ready for the next years.
One of the things we talk about when GP guys come over is the lack of time on a track here, whether it's motocross or supercross, before the green flag goes and you have to haul ass. Do you find that's tough for you?
Sorry, I didn't.
Like, tough to not get enough practice time in before you really have to learn the track and learn the sections.
Actually, not so bad. I think when I come to the night, I had 3 practice from 10-minute mornings, so I feel like I know the track quite well. That's not really the problem. You know, like, I've been training 4 years, like, for outdoors, so my condition is good for the long model. I need to work, like, for my heart, like, on the small stuff, you know. I need to improve on that again still, and just need to put it together, you know, everything together to fight up front.
So far, have you been happy with your season so far? Some ups, some downs, have you been happy?
Yeah, so far I think, like, I'm improving all the time, so that's the main goal, like, improving this year. And so far the result, yeah, for sure I want fighting for a podium, like, that's a goal, and I feel like we are not so far, like, we are fighting quite good, and I think it can happen soon, so I'm gonna try to fight again and keep improving every weekend.
What's the best part for you about being in America so far, like, just not even racing, just the best part?
I like the life in Florida. It's pretty cool, like, the weather is amazing. We have a group nice training camp at Baker, so I have everything, let's say, to improve in the future, and I really want to take the chance to ride as much Supercross this year, and the much experience I can get for the next year.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Thank you.